from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Chiefs, as I mentioned, have veterans reporting today. So you'll see more video of vets driving up and carrying in, I don't know, a microwave or a flat screen TV to be able to play the college football video game or something like that. And then real practice with the team starts this weekend, and then pads eventually next week. We'll be up in St. Joe on Monday. And on Sunday, though, guys, when you even have just the jerseys on and shells, whatever you want to call it, Sunday, who's out there at left tackle is going to tell us a ton with the first team. We have talked plenty about Kingsley Suamataia and Wanya Morris. Remember, Kingsley's been working with the rookies all week. Wanya's not there yet, but he played in 4 games last year, so he already has a better grasp, you would assume, of the playbook. But don't you think we could flat out know who the starting tackle is on Sunday? Like, not even just in practice, unless Kingsley were to fall on his face on Sunday. If he's out there with the first team group, it's his job to lose, right? Completely his job to lose. If Wanya Morris is out there on Sunday with the first team, I don't think it's his job to lose, but it's a full-on battle, the way we've all kind of talked about it. But if they're already putting Kingsley out with the ones on Sunday, even without pads, doesn't that tell us everything about the situation? For it to be a true battle, I think it has to be Wanya out there on Sunday with the ones.
Yeah, I agree. I think in having Nate, you know, talk about it a little bit yesterday when you guys had him on, I think that the Chiefs are going to give Kingsley, they want him to win the job. They're going to give him, as we said yesterday, any opportunity, every opportunity to win the job. Not, I think they want him to win it because, one, they spent the draft pick on him, but two, they can almost skip the transition period that some people have to the NFL from college, because his potential is so high, but he's such a raw prospect where if he can figure it out enough to get to the starting job and they feel comfortable in that role, he can maybe reach that potential a little bit sooner than having to wait through or having to continue to battle and more of it being more of a question mark. If he can solidify himself, and even yesterday when we played the audio, he said one of the biggest challenge for him is learning the playbook. He feels like as soon as he can learn the playbook, he can just let his athletic talent take over for itself. He doesn't have to think too much. He's used to everything that Creed is saying directionally, Patrick Mahomes talking. If he can get that down, then it's going to be icing on the cake, because his athletic ability is so high that he's just going to let the play do itself. It's just a matter of learning the playbook, similar to what LRZ was kind of saying as well.
Here's some of what Nate Taylor told us yesterday on that left tackle job. I'm not going to play the full cut, but this is just how we asked Nate Taylor and his answer. He's been up at camp already and how he perceives the left tackle job. And as you were saying, Drew, as well, just, they're going to give Kingsley every opportunity.
It's such a good question, Jay, because I don't think I even know the answer, but I have a good estimation, a good sort of theory as to what might happen on Sunday, right? That'll be the place that everybody should look if you're going to come here to St. Joseph for the first open practice for fans. Okay, who's the first team left tackle? Now, I want to remind people, a couple years ago, we had similar questions about center and especially right guard, because obviously Trey Smith was a low-round pick, even though his talent suggests that he should not have been taken in the second round. And then, of course, your top pick, or one of your top picks, I should say, was Creed Humphrey. Andy Reid didn't have a rotation. Those two guys started, even though Laurent Duvernay-Tardif came back after serving, you know, the front lines of being a doctor and trying his best to help his people up north during COVID, Trey Smith took every first-team rep. Creed Humphrey took every first-team rep. I wonder, will there be a replication of that on Sunday?
That's the question, and that I think it'll tell us a lot. It's going to tell us a ton on Sunday. So yeah, if you're a Chiefs fan that's heading up to camp, that actually, if you're thinking of the few spots that are truly up for grabs, left tackle is really the only true spot other than maybe number two corner. I guess if you want to go much further down the depth chart, I really have no interest in talking about who's going to win the third string running back job on day one of camp or anything like that.
Yeah.
But starting spot, the only one up for grabs is left tackle.
Let's say Kingsley, let's say he starts on Sunday. Mm-hmm. He's with the first teams. 1 week into the preseason, we know, okay, Kingsley's the guy. They're going to roll with him. Do you use Wanye as a swing tackle, or do you potentially get him used to the reps at guard? So in the instance,
I think he plays everywhere.
In the instance that Trey Smith is not signed long-term after this year,
mm-hmm.
Wanye can maybe fill that role, or you could find a way to find guard. But I think Wanye is a guy that can be either a swing tackle, or they can mix him in at guard too.
Yeah, I think he's going to give them a ton of flexibility. We know Andy Reid and Andy Heck, for that matter, the offensive line coach, they love having linemen that are flexible and can play in multiple spots. And, you know, they've drafted the rookie who we heard from yesterday, Norzad or whatever. And Nick Allegretti's now in D.C. So you need to have some other guys that are flexible. Yeah, I think that's the fallback, if you will, for Wanye Morris, based off of what we saw in four games last year and the comments before the draft. I think it was pretty evident that they were not disappointed necessarily in what they got from Wanye, but they certainly weren't blown away enough to where they didn't think they needed to spend a high draft pick. I know they got Kingsley in the second round, but let's not forget. I mean, a lot of people thought he was a first round talent. A lot of people thought the Chiefs were going to draft him at pick 32
or anybody or like any tackle. I mean, that was the thing, is that, you know, do they take tackle? Do they take wide receiver? And tackle was absolutely in the conversation. That I think while Wanye gave you some good reps and, you know, some, had some question marks as well, it wasn't enough for the Chiefs to feel like they could use Wanye as the guy going forward. They felt they had to go and get somebody in the higher rounds. I mean, that might be all you needed to... That it didn't matter who they took. They were going to give them every opportunity, whether it was Kingsley, whether it was anybody else. They were always going to give, I think, that person the most opportunity to win the job because they spent the pick on him. They want to try to solidify the left tackle spot, because in a way, hasn't been spot starting, but it's the position's kind of been up in the air. You know, is it Wanye? Is it Kingsley? It was Donovan Smith last year. You know, you'd like to have a solidified, bona fide left tackle for the next 5 to 10 years without having any sort of battle or anything like that. Let's find the guy that can give Patrick Mahomes the protection for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, I mean, you want a long-term option. I don't know how many tackles are with their team beyond 5 years anymore in the NFL. There's a select few, right? I mean, unless you're talking about future Hall of Famer Trent Williams, I don't know the answer. I would imagine there's probably five or fewer left tackles that have been a left tackle for the same team for more than 5 years. It's just probably not all that realistic, but you're right in terms of a guy that for the next 3 to 4 years, at least
you feel comfortable, you know, with. There's going to be no battle. We're not going to use a draft pick. Yeah.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.